They are specialized police units or intelligence units that are tasked with surveillance, counterintelligence, and counterterrorism activities. These units are often associated with law enforcement agencies, such as police departments or intelligence agencies, and their primary purpose is to gather information, monitor potential threats, and ensure public safety. On today's show, we will discuss what are red squads. That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. Today's topic, what are red squads? Historically, the term red squads was used to describe police units in the United States during the mid-20th century. These units were established in various cities to monitor and suppress political dissent, particularly targeting left-wing and civil rights activists. The name Red Squads originated from the fear of communist influence during the Cold War era, with red referring to the color associated with communism. However, it's worth noting that the term Red Squads can also be used in a broader sense to describe similar units or operations in other countries or contexts. The specific activities and focus of red squads can vary depending on the location and the objectives of the agency or organization involved. Historical context. Red squads gained prominence in the U.S. during the 20th century, particularly in the 1950s and 1960s. At that time, there was a significant concern about communist influence. And political radicalism. Red squads were established by various city police departments to monitor and suppress perceived threats to national security, often targeting leftist and civil rights organizations. They engaged in surveillance, infiltration, and sometimes illegal activities to gather intelligence and disrupt these groups. Activities and methods. Red squads employed various tactics to gather information and suppress dissent. This included infiltrating political organizations, conducting surveillance on individuals and groups, maintaining files on activists, and using informants to gather intelligence. They often employed undercover officers, informants, and techniques such as wiretapping and infiltration to monitor and disrupt political activities. Some red squads were known to engage in harassment, intimidation, and even illegal activities to undermine political dissent. Controversy and criticism. Red squads have been subject to significant criticism and controversy due to their activities targeting political activists and civil rights organizations. Critics argue that they violated civil liberties, targeted individuals based on their political beliefs and suppressed free speech and assembly. Their tactics often disproportionately targeted marginalized communities, particularly African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and left-wing activists. Decline and reform. Over time, Red Squads faced legal challenges and public scrutiny leading to their decline. Lawsuits were filed against police departments for violating civil rights, and court decisions limited the scope of their activities. Public opinion shifted against the intrusive tactics employed by Red Squads. Many police departments disbanded and reformed their Red Squads, and some agencies adopted stricter guidelines and oversight to prevent abuses. Modern context. While the term Red Squads may not be widely used today, similar specialized police units or intelligence units exist under different names. These units are often focused on counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and monitoring potential threats to public safety. They may employ advanced surveillance techniques, intelligence analysis, and cooperation with other law enforcement agencies to detect and prevent terrorist activities. Coming up next, we will discuss the legal challenges that Red Squads have faced right after this break. Welcome back. Red Squads face several legal challenges due to their activities. Violation of the First Amendment rights. Red Squads were accused of violating individuals' First Amendment rights to free speech, assembly, and association. Critics argue that the surveillance, infiltration, and harassment of political organizations and activists based on their beliefs and activities infringed upon their constitutional rights. Unlawful surveillance and wiretapping. Red Squads were often accused of engaging in unlawful surveillance, including unauthorized wiretapping and monitoring of private communications. Such activities violated individuals' Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures. Racial and political profiling. Red Squads were often criticized for engaging in racial and political profiling. They disproportionately targeted minority communities, particularly African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and left-wing activists based on their political beliefs or associations. Civil rights violations. Red Squads were accused of committing civil rights violations, including harassment and intimidation, and physical abuse of individuals and groups. These actions violated individuals' constitutional rights and led to lawsuits against police departments and individual officers. Infiltration and provocation. Red squads sometimes employed undercover officers or informants to infiltrate political organizations. Critics argued that this tactic not only violated individuals' privacy, but also led to the provocation of illegal activities. There have been cases where informants or undercover officers encouraged or participated in criminal acts to incriminate activists. These legal challenges, along with public scrutiny and changing societal attitudes, contributed to the decline of Red Squads and led to reforms in the way law enforcement agencies conduct surveillance and intelligence gathering activities. Court decisions and legislation have imposed stricter guidelines and oversight to ensure that law enforcement activities respect individuals' rights and comply with the United States Constitution. There were several notable court cases and landmark decisions related to the legal challenges faced by Red Squads. Laird v. Tatum, 1972. This Supreme Court case involved a challenge to the Army's domestic surveillance activities, including the monitoring of political activists. Although not specifically related to Red Squads, this case set an important precedent by ruling that a mere chilling effect on First Amendment rights is not sufficient to establish standing to sue. It made it more difficult to bring legal challenges against government surveillance activities. ACLU of Southern California versus County of Los Angeles, 1978. This case focused on the activities of the Los Angeles Police Department's Red Squad. The ACLU filed a lawsuit alleging that the Red Squad's surveillance and intelligence gathering activities violated individuals' First and Fourth Amendment rights. The case resulted in a settlement which the LAPD agreed to disband the Red Squad, destroy its files, and refrain from engaging in similar activities in the future. Hanshu v. Special Services Division, 1985. This case involved a class action lawsuit filed by political activists in New York City against the New York City Police Department. The plaintiffs alleged that the New York City's Police Department's surveillance of political organizations violated their First and Fourth Amendment rights. The court issued a consent decree known as Hanshu Guidelines, which imposed restrictions on the NYPD surveillance activities and established a system of oversight by a civilian board. Chicago v. Morales, 1999. Although not directly related to the Red Squads, this Supreme Court case had implications for the policing of political activities. The case involved a challenge to a Chicago anti-gang ordinance that allowed police officers to arrest individuals for loitering with the intent to commit a criminal act. The court ruled that the ordinance was unconstitutionally vague and violated individuals' due process rights, setting a precedent for limitations on overly broad policing practices. These cases, among others, played a role in shaping the legal landscape concerning government surveillance, political policing, and the protection of civil liberties. They highlighted the importance of balancing public safety concerns with the preservation of individuals' constitutional rights. We'll be right back after this. The smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Maine. Across the north and south to Chicago, love for sale. Red squads were created as specialized units of city police departments to combat labor unions, communists, anarchists, and other dissidents. Red squads trace their origin back to an Italian squad formed in New York in 1904 to monitor a group of Italian immigrants under suspicion. They became more common in the 1930s as a countermeasure to communist organizers who were charged with executing a policy of dual unionism. Similar units were established in Canada during this period, with the Toronto Police being the only one to use the name Red Squad. Widespread criticism of the Red Squads emerged in the 1970s due to illegal and under-democratic tactics, leading to the official use of Red Squads being ended in 1978. The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.